You're watching Let's Talk in English. It's a great day here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Our new topic today is time, and this lesson is called What's on Your Schedule? What's on your schedule? Peter, do you have a lot of things to do today?
Well, now that you mention it, I have a lot of things to do today. So let's get started. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
And now it's time for us to look at today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Susie needs Alex's help with a report on Chinese art. There is an exhibit at the art museum. Taylor forgets to watch the time. She is late meeting Jim. She promises to be on time next time. Abby doesn't have a second to rest, but she can't work all the time. She will finish some things and do the others tomorrow.
Today is about time. We're going to talk about our friends' schedules at LTE TV. Everyone is so busy.
That happens at work. When you have a job, you have a lot of things to do. Sometimes you don't stop for a break all day.
Right, and we know from the Read It that Abby is so busy, she can't even find a little time to rest.
But we can't work all the time. That's not healthy. So as you watch the lesson today, think about ways that you can keep your schedule from getting too busy.
Great idea, Peter. And now is a great time to learn today's keywords. Here's Christina.
我们今天的主题是 schedule, 行事历,时间表。Susie 要做一个中国艺术的报道。Art 就是艺术或美术,所以 Chinese art可以指中国艺术或者是国画。Taylor 工作迟到了快15分钟，他很抱歉地说，一定不会再迟到了。I promise， 动词 promise 就是做出承诺、保证的意思。为了安慰工作伙伴 ，Taylor 说，别担心，我们一定可以准时完成的。准时就是 on time。Don't worry， we will be on time。Abby 说这个礼拜真的好忙，忙得她连一秒钟休息的时间都没有。秒是 second， 她说 I don't even have a second to rest。Abby 的 schedule 排得满满的 ，Susie 建议她可以今天完成一部分，然后其他的工作明天继续努力。动词完成、做完就是 finish。She can finish some things today。
Hey, Alex, what's your schedule like next week?
It's pretty full, Susie. I've been pretty busy lately. Why?
I'd like your help on a report about Chinese art.
Why Chinese art?
There's a special Chinese art exhibit at the art museum. It starts at the end of the month.
Let me check my schedule.I have a couple of hours next Wednesday afternoon.
Great!
When you have a job, you have a lot of things to do. So you can say you have a busy schedule or a full schedule. Your schedule is everything that you need to do.
Yes, when you work with other people, sometimes you have to find time to meet with them. That's why Susie asks Alex,what his schedule is like next week.
She needs his help with something, but they have to find a time that's good for both of them.
If a time is good for you to do something, that means you have time to do it. But I don't think Alex has much time. What do you think, Katie?
You're right, Peter. Alex says his schedule is pretty full, so that means he'll be pretty busy next week.
If someone asks you to help them with something, you can say, let me check my schedule, like Alex did.
And then you look at all the things you have to do at different times. That's your schedule. Can you think of another place you have a schedule?
Well, at school you have a class schedule. You go to your math class at one time, then history, then probably English and science. That's your schedule.
So when Susie asks for Alex's help, he has to look at his schedule. He needs to see if he has time to meet with her.
She needs his help on a report on Chinese art. There's an exhibit at the art museum. So what does Alex say?
He says he has a couple of hours next Wednesday afternoon. Now, let's look at that grammar point with Rebecca.
Well, everyone, it's time to learn today's grammar point. I have certain amount of time next on a certain day. For example, I have a few minutes next Monday, or I have 3 days next week. This grammar point is very important to English students. So, make sure you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Alex has a couple of hours to help Susie. That's great. Let's find out more in Conversation B.
You're late, Taylor.
I'm so sorry, Jim. I was busy and forgot to check the time.
Well, you need to be more careful of the time. You're almost 15 minutes late.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again. I promise.
We only have the studio until 2:30. We have a lot to do.
Then let's get busy. Don't worry. We can finish on time.
Uh-oh, Taylor was late to help Jim. And Jim wasn't happy about that, was he, Katie?
No, he wasn't happy at all. He told her she needs to be more careful of the time. It sounded like he was a little mad at her.
Well, she was 15 minutes late. It's not polite to be late for things. We talked about that in our lesson about the movies. If you're late, you make people wait for you.
It's better to be on time. That means you get somewhere at the right time. That makes everyone happy.
Right. If you are going to be late somewhere, you should call your friend to tell them. That will make them feel better.
Today, Taylor was almost 15 minutes late. She didn't call Jim to tell him she'd be late, but she does say that it won't happen again.
It won't happen again? That's today's calendar phrase!
It won't happen again.
It won't happen again. 不会再发生了.
You are late for work.
Sorry. It won't happen again.
You left work 3 hours early yesterday.
Sorry, it won't happen again.
You made a big mistake and lost money.
Sorry, it won't happen again.
You're right, it won't happen again. You're fired!
Huh?